Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, April 9th edition. Hope everybody had a great Thursday, because I know we did. We were on the Lance Lynn train. Berrios, Burns got the job done. Even if he took the gamble on John Gray, we talked about things were looking good. The bats were up and down, but for the most part, we got it done. Devers went deep. Moncada went deep. The White Sox had a little fun as well. The Twins were the place to go. We weren't all in there, but if you did, you were sitting pretty, because the pitching was great. The complete game shutout from the one, the only, Lance Lynn was outstanding. 3 hits, no walks, 11 strikeouts. Beautiful stuff from the big man. Gotta love that. But we have 6 games on Friday. Not a big slate. A couple day games, some openers still. Slow going of things of baseball. Pretty soon we'll have the big slates. But for now, 6 games will be a quick podcast for you. You can check me out on Twitter at BDEntrick. If you have any questions, hit me up there. There's the free Fantasy DGen Slack chat if you want to jump in there. Feel free to join us there. Otherwise, check out my written content at rotoballer.com. I have the values, premium values pieces Monday, Wednesday, Friday, the free DraftKings on Tuesday, Thursday. Also, you can rate and review the podcast on iTunes, but it's on all your listening platforms, Spotify, the works, but rate and review on iTunes helps me out a ton. Also, if you'd like to watch the podcast, you can watch it on the YouTube channel for RotoBaller. Subscribe, like, and share over there. All that good stuff. But now that we got that out of the way, we can have some fun. We can talk about a 6-game slate that we're going to run right through. There's a couple maybe weather chances that poke up, but I wouldn't worry too much about it. Detroit-Cleveland, wind blowing out the center field about 11 miles an hour, potentially. Philadelphia-Atlanta, like 10% chances of rain. So there's still things can happen, things can change, but keep those on your radar going forward. Totals on this lovely slate, lovely, lovely slate. We have Detroit-Cleveland, total 8.5. Phillies-Braves, total of 8. Padres-Rangers, total of 9. A's Astros total of 9, Reds D-backs total of 9, waiting on the total in Dunedin, Florida for the Angels Toronto. Originally, it looked like Steven Matz was going to pitch. Nah, it's going to be Zoich. And I might be pronouncing that wrong, but that's who's going to be taking a bump for Toronto, it looks like. So, yeah, we'll play the Angels bats, but we'll get there soon enough. Let's talk pitching on this slate. Your top price option is Zach Plesac. And if you're playing FanDuel, the pricing is not as close as it usually is when it comes to pitching, but You'll see that when you check it out. Zach Wheeler is the most expensive guy there at 10-9. Much different on DraftKings. But back to DraftKings, Zach Plesac, 96 hundo. I'm going to pass. I get it. The upside's there. The strikeouts are there. The Detroit bats have been pesky. There's just cheaper guys I'd rather have tonight. Like I mentioned on Thursday's podcast, the pricing's starting to get a little better. It's still there. The pricing's not bad. There's some expensive bats I want to pay for because there's some really bad pitchers I want to attack in stacks. So we're going to save some cash a little bit. Every little bit counts. Plesac at 96, kind of struggled out the gate in his first start. The strikeouts weren't there. And if the strikeouts aren't there at 9,600 bucks, he's not going to help you out a ton. So we're going to pass. But we are going to go to Lance McCullers at home against a deplorable Oakland offense. We saw Christian Javier deal on Thursday through like 5 2/3, struck out 6 or 7. That's pretty beautiful. McCullers faced Oakland in the opener. 5 innings, 2 hits, 1 earned, 7 Ks. He threw 95 pitches. That's the most important part. He's going to be able to go over a hundo. He got you 24 points there. Give us 6-plus innings. Get the strikeouts. They're going to be there. He's using that slider a ton more to go with the curveball and the fastball. Love everything about McCullers. 91 hundo on DK. Big, big fan of that price point tonight. Zach Wheeler's $8,800 at Atlanta. Faced Atlanta in his debut. 7 innings, 1 hit, 10 Ks. Don't expect that kind of a line, but he can still be pretty good. Don't mind him at $8,800. I think Atlanta's a sneakier stack because, you know, second time facing them. They're at home. I don't think they're going to blow Wheeler up. I'm a big Wheeler fan. But, you know, you also see a guy that, like, frequently, like, that back-to-back, you have an edge. The advantage goes hitter most of the time. So I don't hate it. I think Wheeler at 88 is a very good discount. He should be more expensive than that. So if you want to use Wheeler, I'm there. I think Atlanta could be contrarian with the bats as well. And another reason why I'm not all in on Wheeler, I got McCullers at 91 and then Joe Musgrove's at 8,500 at the Texas Rangers. A Texas Rangers team that's offense has been good against the Royals, but they're not facing the Royals. They're facing Joe Musgrove, who we've seen struggle at times, but for the most part improved towards the end of last year, came out dealing in his first start. Big fan of that. 8,500, lots to love there. Lots of strikeouts in the Texas lineup, even if he has a few hiccups. That's big. We'll get to the bats. I don't mind Texas as well as a contrarian. I like them more than Atlanta as contrarian. But Musgrove at 85, big, big fan of in that one. The last arm I'm looking to target here, Tyler Molle, 7,500 at the Arizona Diamondbacks. Molle was very, very good in his first start, 5 innings, 4 hits, 2 runs, 2 solo shots, 9 Ks for 26 points against the Cardinals. 7,500 against the Arizona Diamondbacks team without Ketel Marte, a team that got shut down for 8 innings against Sensatella in Coors on Wednesday. On Thursday, John Gray took a no-no into the 7th against them in Coors. Their offense is dreadful right now. Absolutely dreadful. So Tyler Molle at 75, big fan of that. I don't have podcasts over the weekend, but look at the Reds starters, like Hoffman, some other guys. Keep them in your mind. But I love Tyler Molle. He's even cash viable for me. So my main pitcher is McCullers, don't mind Wheeler, Musgrove, Molle. That's where I'm going. McCullers, Molle is kind of my cash build right now. You can mix and match those four. Big fan of the total package there. If you need an uber punt in tournaments, Julio Teheran is in the discussion. I just don't want to have to go there. Let's put it that way. Let's check out the bats on this 6-game slate. This is going to be a quick pod, folks. Catcher's position. If you're paying up, you could go JT, but I'm not going to. You could. Victor Caratini's at the $3,800. That stinks. I don't like that kind of price point. Danny Jansen got defensive replaced for on Thursday, so we'll have to see how he's feeling. That's not ideal either. It looks like we're going to save some money at the catcher's position once again, which I'm always a fan of. You could think of Max Stassi at $3,000 in a tournament. You can go that route. Tucker Barnhart versus Widener at 26 brings you some salary relief as well. And then Wilson Ramos at $2,400 for his Plesac is not a bad value as well. So kind of see what comes out in the lineups. See where you got to go. If you want to pay up, you can. I just choose not to more often than not. Kirk's another value for Toronto if he cracks the lineup, which he could if Jansen is still banged up. So keep that in mind. And the ball flies out of Dunedin. So Toronto very much in play. So is LA. First base position in this one. I love Hosmer, but I'm not paying $5,500 for Hosmer. I'd rather pay $47 for Hoskins versus Morton or save even more money to go to Vladito at $45 versus Heaney. He had a monster day on Thursday. The boy is just raking right now. So keep him in your thoughts. Jared Walsh, I like a lot of Zoik's taking the mound. First base outfield eligible for Walsh, $4,200 in that Angels lineup, a team that should hit the ball very well against Toronto in that ballpark. Jared Walsh at $42 is a phenomenal price point. If you are fading Joe Musgrove, Nate Lowe at $39 is awesome. Like that a lot. The Astros will be a popular stack today, and Yuli Gurriel loves hitting lefties. He's $38 versus Sean Manaea. So Gurriel makes cash games. He's a really good cash game play if you're trying to save some cash going against Manaea, and he's a good part of Astros stacks versus Manaea as well, because most overlook Gurriel going Bregman, Correa, Altuve, and rightfully so. But you can get Gurriel in there to differentiate yourself and save some money. Don't mind that at all. A few others. If Ronald Guzman crocks the lineup, you could go there. I'll probably pass, but he's $3,100. I'm not really going much lower than Gurriel, it looks like right now, but you never know. Linus might pop out, but I'm a big fan of Jared Walsh at 42. Second base position, Jose Altuve went deep on Thursday. Really good play at 49 versus Manaea. I'm just not a Manaea guy. You got Semien at 47. I'd almost rather get to Altuve, but I like Semien if you're stacking up. If you're fading Wheeler, I think Albies at 44 is very much worth a play. Cronenworth at 43, always cash viable. His price tag is going up, though, so that's kind of stinky. But you can look at Cronenworth at 43. I like Jonathan India at 35 versus Widener. Wish he was higher in the order, but the way the Reds' offense is clicking, if you want to stack like the back end with Senzel and India, maybe Moose, you can do that. And India's 3,500, so that gives you some nice savings in his matchup. Other than that, that might end it here. That's like we talked about on Thursday. There's not a ton of value until you get to like the outfield for the most part. So you got to kind of be picky, but we have the discounted pitching, so we can definitely make that work. Third base position, Machado's in a great spot, but J-Ram at 57 come off a double donger his last game out. Gets Teheran, who lefties can crush. He's 57. Bregman's 5K, both great plays in their matchup. If you're stacking the Angels, Rendon gets forgot about a lot, so remember him at 49, but You know, in a vacuum, I'd rather have Bregman and add J-Ram than Rendon. Going down farther, Moustakas at 41 gets overlooked. Nice discount facing Widener. Similar to Gurriel with Houston, Aledmys Diaz, third base outfield eligible, is like $3,800. Loves hitting his lefties. Loves hitting them. So keep him in mind. Alec Baum's up to 37. I appreciate DraftKings kind of paying attention there. That's good. So he's still in play, though, but I like it. And if you're fading Plesac, Heimer, Condelario at 31. Nice discount there. And then Josh Van Meter, second base, third base, is 2,700. He started for Ketel Marte on Thursday. If you're looking for a cheaper play and you're not playing Molly, Van Meter at 27 checks the box for you there. Shortstop position, Bo Bichette at 47. I love versus Andrew Heaney. Really strong play there. Got Carlos Correa at 45, like both of them. But I love that Bo Bichette at $4,700 if you're paying up at the position. Otherwise, you got guys like Willie Castro at 4K, very much in a Detroit stack against Plesac. And then saving money-wise, it's not the greatest of deals. You could look at like a Jose Iglesias at 34 if you're stacking up the Angels. Perdomo starting for Arizona at 2,800, but he hasn't done a whole lot. He was in Coors Fields. That kind of worries me. Shortstop looks like you're going to pay some cash tonight. You're going to want to pay some money, get a good bat, move on. Heading to the outfield, Trout is a phenomenal play in his matchup in basically a Coors Field-type atmosphere. You got Castellanos, who's on fire. He's 5,300. I can get behind that. Jordan Alvarez went deep on Thursday. He's 5K. I'm a fan as well. Brantley hits lefties extremely well. We talked about it when Houston was in Oakland. He gets no one plays him. He's $4,800. Hits lefties very, very well. So Brantley is a phenomenal pivot off the chalkier Houston players. So keep Michael Brantley in mind when you're building your Houston stacks, which will be quite popular. One of my favorite plays price point wise besides Jared Walsh is Eddie Rosario at 43 against Tehran. Rosario in Cleveland, a ballpark that favors left-handed power against Tehran, which you can favor left-handed hitters. Give me Rosario at 4,300. Mentioned Jared Walsh at 42. Kyle Tucker's only 4,000. I like that a lot as well. Like, you can do Tucker and Brantley, have nice two lefties against the lefty, get well overlooked in their matchup. Mentioned Aledmys Diaz at 38. If you're fading Musgrove, we talked about Nate Lowe's 39. Joey Gallo's only 38. David Dahl's only 32. Nice three-man stack, very affordable. So if you're going to fade Musgrove, Lowe, Gallo, Dahl, very nice three-man stack. That's very affordable. Some other options to look at. Akil Badu's 3,500 versus Plesac. McCutcheon's 34 versus Morton. Two nice value plays. Lourdes Gurriel's only 34 versus Heaney. So you got some nice cheaper plays. Justin Upton's 33 in his matchup. Tyler Naquin will be very popular. He's 32 against Widener. I mentioned the outfield's got your value for the most part. So you got him down here. Naquin, Dahl, just mentioned him at 32. So there's a couple guys you can look at if you're saving some cash, like 32 to 3,400 range. At 2,700, Robbie Grossman, that's a phenomenal savings against Plesac. I don't even care if you really want to fade Plesac. Like in cash games, Grossman at 27 is very strong, especially if he's leading off. Like that's a really good look in cash games in his situation at 2,700. I like that. Other than that, there's nothing that really stands out at this moment until we see some lineups. All right, recapping the pitching on this wonderful six-game slate. Love me some McCullers at 9,000. Musgrove at 85, or McCullers 91. You got Wheeler at 88, Musgrove at 85. I prefer Musgrove for the savings. Wheeler's a great play, but more of a tournament than a cash game play. And then Tyler Molle at 75 as well. I'll probably be going McCullers and Molle and cash and building that direction. If you're stacking things up, I love Toronto. So does everybody else. Big fan of Anaheim as well. So that whole game stack, Toronto, Anaheim, big fan of both. Love Houston, love Cincinnati, but Toronto, Anaheim, Houston, those are the top three for me. But you can go a lot of places. You got Cleveland, you got Cincinnati. You can mix and match and have some fun on this slate. And if you want to get really weird, Texas versus Musgrove is in play as well. All right. Told you it would be a quickie, folks. Might be one of the quickest ones of the season. We only have six games. What are we going to talk about? Six games. But I hope everybody has a great weekend. Enjoys it. There's good action on the weekend. I'll be in the Slack chat if you need me. Be on Twitter at BDentric as well. So come get all that fun in. If you could check out the podcast on iTunes, rate and review it, I would love that. It would help me out a ton. Also, go watch it on the RotoBaller YouTube channel. Subscribe, like, and share. Otherwise, have a great weekend, everybody. I'll be back with you guys on Monday. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, April 9th edition. I'm out.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.